setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, you have joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You know there's more to your 40-plus hour work week than a paycheck. You know there's got to be some purpose, some meaning beyond the money. And there is, and we want to help you figure that out. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Now, I want to speak to the stay-at-home moms for a minute. I have a special place in my heart for stay-at-home moms because it's the hardest job on the planet, number one. Number two, we get a decent amount of phone calls, and thus we know that there's an even larger percentage of the audience that represents the few people that call in the grand scheme of things. So that means there are a lot of moms out there who listen to this program, and you came home from work at some point to start a family, okay? Or some of you may have never been in a corporate job. Maybe you did some smaller jobs, and you don't have a huge professional resume, if you will. I want to speak to you. Because we get these calls, we'll say, hey, I'm thinking about getting back into the workforce, and I'm afraid that I'm not relevant. Or I've never had the corporate job, I don't have a big resume, and I'm just worried that no one's going to want me, that I don't have anything to offer. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And we go through the same exercise of getting clear that we would with anybody who presents a question around confusion or needing direction. But here's what I want to do today. I want to open the show by just helping you see that you have way more to offer than you think. Let's break this down. Let's just talk about skills and experience. Skills and experience. Now, let's start with the first group of ladies that, okay, you were in the professional workforce on some capacity for a season, for a while, and then you came home to be a full-time mom. You had developed skills. You had skills that you were using. And when you used them, you were gaining experience. You have skills and experience. You had them. They might have been laying dormant. Maybe they got even a little bit of rust on them, but they are not gone. They didn't disappear. This is good news. They're still there. Your experience is your experience. Your skills are your skills. Both can be rebooted, re-leveraged to get out there and add value. Okay? So let's start there. Ladies who may not have a bunch of experience, you still have skill. You really do. You have talent, you have skill. You do. And that means you're valuable. So you can add value. All right, now, based on that, okay, let's also look at what you're bringing to the table because you've been the CEO of the house. Because that's what I believe. This isn't pandering to my wife, Stacy, or to women on listening to the show. Stacy's the CEO. She really is running the day-to-day operations of our house. Okay? She runs a business at home, but she is primarily mom and wife, in that order, by the way, right? Because the kids need a whole lot more taken care of than me. I know that may come as a shock to many of you, but I'm fairly self-sustaining. So what skills have you developed as a mom who's running a house? What experience do you have as a mom, a CEO, running the house? You cannot just wipe all of that skill you've developed being a successful mom, and you are. You cannot wipe all that experience being a successful mom away. You just can't say, well, it's not relevant. Well, that's garbage. Let me illustrate. How many of you stay-at-home moms out there are really good at juggling plates? Huh? Spinning plates is like an Olympic sport, and you're great at it. What's involved in that? Managing your time, scheduling, being adaptable. Oh my gosh. How many times have I said on this show in the last 6 months that the number one quality that hiring managers are looking for, according to LinkedIn, is adaptability? Is there a more adaptable human being on the planet than the stay-at-home mom? I would suggest to you, no. They eat adaptability for breakfast. It's like an appetizer for them. The rest of us are going, I need to be more willing to change and handle change. They laugh at stuff like that. That's their whole life is dealing with change. Drop the kid off. You thought you got an hour to exercise. On your way home to exercise, you get a call from the kid. They left their soccer clothing. You got to turn around and take it back. How about all the different appointments you have to set up, talking to teachers about special projects, schedules at school, the coaches. Oh, you're the team mom. You got to have snacks on the third week. And by the way, we need to have all oranges and chips, no nuts, because we have a peanut allergy. What am I breaking down here? We're breaking down communication. The ability to communicate effectively with multiple different people. How about the fact that there's urgency in a lot of the stuff you're doing as a mom? There's urgency, timelines, important stuff. The train goes off the tracks if you aren't doing what it is that you have to do that everybody else in the family relies on. What do we call that? Let's call that some focus, huh? The ability to lock in, get her done. And how about the fact that you're the chief encourager, the chief compassion officer, chief empathy officer. You are the comforter in chief. You telling me that's not a skill? You telling me there's no experience in understanding others' pain? The kids, your husband, everybody that you're taking care of. You're a master at leading people. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, Ken, I'm not qualified for a management position. Based on what? You telling me you don't manage the house? I'm having a little bit of fun with this, but I'm absolutely right. You know it. You may not have a ton of corporate experience, but you have all the experience and all the skill set that you need to be able to add value, especially in this season where companies are looking for quality people. They'll train you on the nuances of the software or yada, 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 whatever you got to do. But do you bring skill? Do you bring experience to the table? Can you add value? Because you're a super mom. And the answer is undoubtedly yes. So now here's the deal. Why do I go through all that and unpack that? Because you will face fear and doubt. Those voices telling you that you really don't have much to offer. You have very little that a company would even see as valuable. And that's just not true. And can I also suggest, I would be so bold as to when you get in those interviews, because you've used the connections that I've taught you about in the proximity principle, that you walk out and just say in the interview, here's what I've been doing the last 9 years. I'm really freaking good at it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Right. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Clarity, confidence, courage. It's on the other end of a phone call for some of you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. All right. I have willingly and excitingly joined forces with my friends at ZipRecruiter, the number one job site in the United States. They are the leaders in getting people hired. Their candidates 3 times as likely to get hired. Why? Well, they're really good at it, is the easy answer. And it's a great experience for you. So they have more candidates, better candidates. The word's gotten out. In minutes, you fill out a profile at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. You fill out a profile, including the resume. You hit go, and this is where the easiness and the beauty takes over. They begin matching you, pitching you to other gigs on their site that are a good fit for you based on your profile. And then they keep you up to date. No more dark, kind of, I send out a resume and I just hope to hear something. They give you updates when somebody looks at your profile, when somebody likes your profile, when they ask for your contact information, and companies contact you directly. It's the easiest way to get hired. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, to the phones we go. Let's go to Bancroft, Michigan. Delisa joins us there. Delisa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I was just wondering if I should make a career change or if I should stay where I've worked for the post office for the last 9.5 years. And I know that I have potential to move up in the company, but it goes by seniority. So I don't know how long that's going to be until I can move up. And right now they don't offer me any benefits. So I don't get a 401k. I don't get paid time off, but I work 30 hours a week, and I have to start my own retirement, and that's 32, almost 33, and I'm like starting to get worried that I'm not going to have money for retirement.
Yeah.
And so
you've made a very compelling case as to why you should leave.
What am I missing? I know for a fact that eventually I will get to that point, and I love my job. I love what I do, and I don't know where I would go or what I would do.
Okay, let's lock in on that. Tell me what you love, and I want you just to describe the tasks, the functions, the role you play. I want you just to describe for me, as if I was going to apply for your job, describe what you love about the job.
Well, I'm not in an office where there's a supervisor breathing down my neck, so I'm pretty much my own boss unless I, make a mistake. I get to drive around in my vehicle all day long and listen to music and the Ken Coleman Show and Dave Ramsey all day.
Well, now that might be the dream job. I think we have finally gotten a great description. I kid. That's a terrible thing to say. Okay, so here's what's interesting. When you describe that to me, I can think of about 5, 7, 10 things where you could do that. Do you not see that? You have just described what you are looking for somewhere else. And you have, at the same time, in describing that, you go, I don't know what I would do. You would do what you love doing now. You know this, Delisa. I just think you think that it might be too hard to find, or maybe you're just scared of change, which is normal.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Well, I've tried other jobs. I've tried healthcare. Like, I've done that on the side.
Wait. Of course you don't like that, because healthcare, whatever that is, is not what you just described for me.
Well, what would I do? I don't know.
Wait a second.
Be my own boss?
Wait. You're making this too complicated. You just described what you love about your job. Autonomy, in that they've told you this is what we need you to do. Deliver this stuff to these people. And as long as you do that, you are left alone largely. You're in your car.
Right.
You got your own schedule, your own environment. You're doing your thing. Are you telling me that the post office is the only place where you can do that kind of work? Let me give you an idea. I had a friend of mine who right out of college started driving a Coca-Cola truck. Now, was he doing essentially what you're doing right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know he's an executive with Coca-Cola now?
Really?
Wow. Wait a second.
Yeah. Wait.
How did he become an executive when he started driving a truck? You tell me, Delisa. Fill in the blank.
Well, it took time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, come on. You do. I am trying to boost your confidence. This is all confidence with you. I think you struggle with self-confidence to the point that you have accidentally created a narrative in your head that says, Delisa, this is all you can do. And if you look somewhere else, there's no other place where you can add value, where you can move up. You're just going to have to sit and wait for Fred and Larry and Gloria to leave. And until they leave, right, you're stuck. I think you've accepted that. Am I right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, that's a bunch of crap, and it's a lie from the pit of hell. Can I just tell you that?
Yeah.
My friend became an executive because he did a really good job delivering Coke to the places that they told him to deliver Coke to.
Right.
You have experience in the Postal Service. Do you know how many companies in your area are looking for quality delivery drivers?
Right.
No, yeah, no, I'm asking.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Oh,
Amazon one.
Oh, wait a second. Don't you have a lot of experience delivering stuff to the place it's supposed to go to?
Yeah.
Don't you have a track record for being very dependable?
Yep.
I don't know what we're waiting on, Delisa. If it were me, I'd be picking the largest company possible that's got a good environment and they have a track record of promoting truck drivers. People who do a good job delivering get an opportunity to then move into leadership and train others and lead others. Right. Whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
How about we just get a better job than the post office, making more money doing the exact same stuff? And oh, by the way, if you're delivering for Amazon or Coca-Cola or Pepsi or the Auto Zone or whatever, 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 mm-hmm, you can still listen to the Ken Coleman Show and the Ramsey Show.
Right, exactly.
I just told you about another dream job. This was so fun. So seriously, what are you waiting on?
Okay.
I want you applying today.
Okay.
And you know what you're doing? You're going, I'm signing up to be a delivery truck driver. And they go, why do you want this job? You go, because I stinking love it. I'm a checklist person. I love that I'm kind of in my environment, and my job's to make happy people. Every time I drop something off, I know I'm making you, my leader, happy, my company happy, and the customer happy. I'm happy when I make other people happy. And I like driving around in a car. I love it. And I want to keep doing it. And I want to get really good at it and then train other drivers how to do it and make the process better. Cast a vision. They're going to look at you like you're an alien and go, you're hired.
Right.
Am I right, Delisa?
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
All right, last thing. Would you please believe in yourself half as much as I believe in you right now?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. You got this. Go do what you want to do. Stop overthinking it. Where else am I going to go deliver stuff? I'm going to tell you something. If you like being in a car and you like task-oriented stuff, I can't think of a better path right now. Supply chain is a disaster. I was reading an article about it before the show started today. You know what a big part of the supply chain issue is? When they get the stuff off the ships and put it in the docks, they don't have anybody willing to get in a truck and drive it to where it's supposed to go. Delisa, you're one of the most valuable people on the planet right now. The U.S. economy is struggling as it relates to goods and services being delivered on time. We got shortages everywhere. I can't even get a full-size cup at Ramsey Solutions Cafeteria because they can't deliver the cups. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly 3 times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we help you move forward on the path to fulfilling your purpose in your work. It is possible to have purpose in your profession, to make income and impact, money and meaning, make a difference and make the dough. I like that one. I'm really trying that one out. I enjoy that. That is fun stuff. 844-747-2577. Couple quick things to remind you of. We have a ton of free resources. I don't talk about these enough. Our Get Hired Guides, the Should I Quit My Job Quiz, How to Win the Interview. So many great resources, free articles at kencoleman.com. The website is a tremendous resource, kencoleman.com. And also the team here, led by Alex, the producer, we are constantly scanning the news boards, the news bulletins. Nobody says that anymore. And we absolutely love to tell you what is going on. Let's get to it in the news. Okay, here's the headline out of CNN. No college degree, more employers than ever just don't care. They don't care. Oh, this is so fun. Joe, how many years have I been saying this?
At least 9.
Thank you. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I'm just going to say it one more time because it's so fun to say. Nobody cares. It's not completely true. After I said it 3 times, it's not completely true. Some people still do care. Some companies and jobs still require a degree. But more employers than ever are not caring. This is a great story. Now, I can't validate this data because there's no data in the story from CNN, but they lead off by saying the majority of U.S. working age adults do not have a degree. So I don't know what that means. Is that 51%? Is that 65%? You know, we just don't know. But I don't have a degree, and so I get very excited when I see this. So if you don't have a college degree, welcome to the party. And I've been saying for at least 4 years now that companies are beginning this process. Others will join them. They are training people for the jobs that they need to hire. They're saying, come over here, we'll train you. And we're talking big players, Google, Amazon, Salesforce. These are billion-dollar companies, right? Big billions. And they are training people in order to stay competitive, because they now got to broaden their search for candidates. Here's an example, Accenture. I mean, this is a big time, successful consulting firm. Accenture, direct statement from one of their senior managing directors. We're a talent-based company. It's our only asset. So we widen the search. They created their first apprenticeship program in Chicago in 2016 and has since brought on 1,200 apprentices across 35 cities. I just got goosebumps because this is how we built the American economy. Okay, we're talking colonial economy. From then on, before we even became a country, we were colonies. The apprenticeship model, and this goes back to England and everything else, this is the model by which our economy was built on. And I think we've gotten away from it tragically, and I'm so glad to see it coming back. Because, you know, we think apprenticeship, we think manual labor, trades. No. Apprenticeship is simply, I'm learning on the job, hands-on experience. And this is working in tech companies as well. There is an organization called Year Up that is featured in this article that provides tuition-free college credit-eligible job training in 29 U.S. locations. Then they work with several big businesses like Accenture. The group's main mission is to help close the opportunity divide, especially in the minority community. Europe's chief corporate engagement officer said, requiring a four-year college degree excludes 70% of Black Americans and 80% of Latinos. So not only is this good business, this is good for diversity. This is good for those who the four-year degree is kept down. Like, forget diversity for the sake of diversity. Diversity is good. I embrace it. It's good. But this is actual opportunity. A lot of opportunity for those who have been limited by the four-year degree. This is so good. This is great news. And by the way, this is going to continue. You're going to see more and more companies, more and more industries come up with an industry-wide whether it be through associations or trade groups or whatever, come up with training, you're going to see individual companies go, hey, we've got a training program, and so we need the minimum requirements. Can I just tell you, in some career fields and paths, if you just have decent character and a pulse, they're going to hire you and train you. And that's good news. So again, why do I share the story? Because we are still in a culture that the majority, and our behaviors are attached to this belief, but the majority believe that the best way to success is through a college degree. And I'm telling you, that's a pervading opinion, and it will affect your decision-making, whether for you personally or for your kids. And I'm just waving the flag going, remember the two simple questions. Is a degree the only way to get where I want to go? Is it the best way? Those are the two questions. Don't make it complex. Simplify it. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee, who joins us there. Christopher, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
How are you, sir?
I'm all right. For the last, for forever, since I graduated high school, basically, I've been jumping around from career to career, not really sure what I want to do, but as of late, my wife and I are on our second child, and I'm kind of in at a point where I'm 27, and physically I'm kind of falling apart, and I need to find a career that I can stay with and that's going to work for me and my family.
Why are you physically falling apart? You in a pretty tough manual labor type career?
I have been in several different manual labor, and I haven't had any problems before this, but now my knees are kind of at a point, or getting to a point where.
What have you been doing? What have you been doing as of late, or what's the most of your job experience been in?
The vast majority of it, physically, I worked in construction jobs. Mm-hmm. Where I was doing a lot of lifting. Mm-hmm. Then the last few months, I have been in a job where I've been setting up events and rooms.
Okay,
it's a lot of heavy lifting on my own, where I'm moving lots of heavy tables.
So Christopher,
chairs, and I'm doing it for hours.
You're 27. You're young enough to remember high school. Did you go to college?
Yeah. I've been through some college, but I don't have any degrees.
Okay, yeah, no shame there, neither do I. So my question is, you're young enough to remember a season of life, and it may have been this morning before you called me, where you wondered about something, but you've never pursued it. What comes to mind? What have you wondered about doing? Something you've always wanted to do, but you don't have the confidence. Maybe you're just not sure how to get there. What comes to mind when I say that?
Building computers.
You laughed. You laughed a little bit. Why'd you chuckle when you said that?
Because a lot of that has to, I don't know. I've done it for a long time just on my own. Never had a.
Why haven't you gone for it?
A job at it.
Why haven't you? Why haven't you tried?
Well, I have looked at it before, but most of the companies that do that require some kind of college degree or anything like that. And I'm at a point now where I don't have time, or I don't have the money to.
Yeah. You have limited resources, which has limited your vision and limited your belief. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. That music means I got to go to commercial break. Are you willing to hold on the line for a few minutes? Cause I'm going to help you specifically when we come back from the break. All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I think we're going to come up with a path. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help men and women get clear on the age-old answer, what should I do with my life? And Christopher called in trying to figure just that. He's in the Memphis, Tennessee area, and before the break, he's just been in a lot of manual labor jobs, and now the toll from the hard physical labor is taking a toll on his body. And I asked him before the break, we ran out of time, I said, what have you wondered about? And he chuckled and said, working on computers. I said, why did you chuckle? He goes, because I've been doing it on my own for a long time. Well, why haven't you gone for it? Well, a lot of those places are requiring a degree. Oh, boy. This is when we get to tell Christopher that a career in technology doesn't need a degree. But we'll see. Christopher, you're back on the Ken Coleman Show. Who told you? Who told you that the work you want to do on computers requires a college degree?
Whenever I was looking around, just mostly online, I guess bigger companies mostly post that out there.
What specific work do you want to do on computers? Are you talking about fixing hardware, or are you talking about working on systems? Be more specific.
I just do hardware work.
Okay, is that what you want to do? If I could give you any gig in technology today, but
yeah,
you didn't
I
have
do
to
enjoy
commit
that.
So would you prefer to work on hardware, not software?
I can work on software, but I don't really enjoy it.
No, but I asked you, what do you enjoy? And you enjoy the mechanical
hardware.
Yeah.
The mechanical side.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Have you ever done mechanical work on cars or any other kind of engine?
Besides my own, no.
Do you enjoy that as much as working on computer hardware?
Not really. It just makes me frustrated, but...
Okay, great. So, here's the deal. Your homework assignment before the end of the night is for you to look up what it would cost to get certified, to get trained, to do all the different types of computer hardware work. I mean, you're limited as to how much there is out there. People that are fixing computers, hardware, stuff like that. I want you to do a search, and I want you to really look it up in the Memphis, Tennessee area, right? What are the positions that are out there? Okay. And just because they say they want a college degree doesn't mean that that's actually the case, because I don't think you're looking hard enough.
Okay.
I don't. Do you think that I'm right? Do you think you could have looked harder? Do you think you could have looked in more places over the last 6 months, a year?
That's probably true. Probably true, yes.
Because I can tell you right now, I don't believe that. Not computer hardware. I don't believe it. I think there are some certifications. Here's what I know. I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but you've heard me talk about Bethel Tech at any point?
Yes, yeah. Just now, in fact.
Okay, so I endorse Bethel Tech because they got a 9-month program, and it costs less than $15,000 if you're a Ken Coleman Show listener. And they're training people online in 9 months, no college degree. And they're in the UX design and all kinds of software, and they're getting into cyber tech and all that. So it's not hardware stuff. But the point is if there's a Bethel Tech, then there are organizations out there that train people like you that want to be really good in working on computer hardware. True or false?
It's got to be true.
Of course it's got to be true. It doesn't require a degree. And here's the good news for you. That means it's less time and less money. Here's what's also true of you. You're a hard worker. You've proven it. You got a wife and two babies. You got plenty of why. You got plenty of motivation. And right now is a good time, and your body can last a little longer, but if you got to go get in a delivery truck, brother, do you realize we got supply chain issues all over this country right now?
Yep.
Somebody will pay you a really good hourly rate to sit behind the wheel of a truck and deliver something. Can you do that?
Yeah.
So go do that and make a bunch more money than you've ever made before and cash flow your way through the computer training that you want to get. That's just one option I gave you. But that's a very doable option, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Because you got character, don't you, Christopher?
I try to.
You're reliable and dependable, aren't you, Christopher?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'd be looking for a delivery job right now. Groceries, beer bottles. Somebody needs something delivered, and there's really good hourly rates right now. What's the last hourly rate you made?
$15 an hour.
Yeah, you can match that, if not get a good bit more than that. Go do that. That's an income thing. Let's get more income in the door that will then fund your training for the next season and ultimately the future of your life. Do you see how plain and simple this is?
Yes, sir.
Then go do it, because your wife and babies need you to. Come on, man. Take your future. Grab it by the horns. You know what I love about the rodeo? Is when those cowboys, it looks horrible, but I guess it doesn't really damage the animal. I would assume they tell them to stop. But they lasso those bulls or whatever, and they hop off the horse, and they hop down, and they grab that thing by the horns, and they wrestle that beast to the ground. Oh, yeah. That's what we need more of. We need more people grabbing their future and wrestling it to the ground. I'm giving you the path. Let's go to Lewis, who now joins us. Is it Lewis or Louise? Oh, good. Lewis in Los Angeles, California. You're on the Ken Coleman Show. I'm great. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you.
What's going on?
I have a question. So my wife and I are in debt, but we will be done paying off the debt by December. And we will have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months saved up by April. I'm calculating.
Okay, great.
And by that point, would it make sense for me to pursue my dream job of being a paramedic firefighter? I would like to begin working as an EMT to get 911 experience.
Great.
But it would be half of the pay that I have now. But eventually, once I become a firefighter paramedic, I'll be making a lot more than I do now.
I would say wait until you get out of debt and get the emergency fund funded. Now, once we've got no debt, we've got a whole lot more margin in our life financially, plus we've got an emergency fund. And so that allows you to take that temporary pay cut, and you can plan for it because you know what gazelle intensity looks like, so you guys can adjust. But I just don't want you to jump ahead of the more important task ahead of you, which is finishing the debt journey and getting the emergency fund. Once you do that, yeah, go for it.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. That's so fantastic.
You.
By the way, Lewis, that's how you do it, brother. And listen, I'm so glad you called, because I don't want you to be tempted to jump ahead. That gig's still going to be there. It's still going to be there. And see, this is the key. We've been talking about this. This has been a theme lately. Like, I don't know. We want progress. We want it right now. We really do. It's like, trust me, I know. There's like four initiatives right now that I'm working on with my brand leader, and four things that I want to bring to the table. Four business opportunities, ideas to help further serve you folks outside of the show. I want them to be available today. I'm talking to Alex. We got some new stuff we're going to be testing and doing. I'm like, Alex, can we do it this week, next week? He's like, dude, it's coming. Relax. Right? So I fall prey to this too. We all want things to happen immediately, right now. Well, there's a process. And in Lewis's case, the process is getting debt free. Getting an emergency fund fully funded. That needs to happen now, which will then, watch, allow him to take a pay cut for a short season of time, but they can absorb it because they got no debt, and they will have margin to absorb the pay cut because of getting debt free. They will have an emergency fund, which means they've got the margin to absorb an emergency while he's in this short season of training to be an EMT. But on the other side of that, the income gets back to where it was. Oh, no debt, emergency fund there. Woohoo! We're living the dream. It's a process. Stick with the process. Don't try to fast forward. It's going to mean so much more because you had to wait. You got to wait anyway. Wait and don't blow the future. I love you people. I love these calls. Don't you quit calling. And remember that you matter and you do have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.